The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
You mentioned buying into a franchise for a brokerage versus doing it independently. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah. So as an independent, you know, you're going to get hate mail on both sides of this, and I'm here for it because I lived it. Okay. So as an independent brokerage, which just meant I owned it 100% out myself. So proud of that. There's a lot of competition that goes into that. You know, you attract other realtors based off of what you can offer. So it's not always what you can offer with your commission split, which is where the brokerage makes a lot of their money. It's also what you can offer an agent as far as education goes, marketing goes, promotion goes, and that costs a lot of money. Then it costs a lot of money to have your system set up. So, you know, starting with business cards, you know, like what is that process, moving all the way up into websites and maintaining those websites and running those websites. And that's costly. And when you can't compete with the big box franchise brokerages, that means that with me, I had to offer more for the agent to make and less for me as a brokerage to make with their commission split, you know, because they wanted to be with me. They wanted to, you know, have my know-how. They wanted to be next to a ballin' woman. You know, they wanted to be next to just a Black woman who's doing things in real estate. And so I could go and catch the fish, but now I have to keep them. And so now, because I'm offering them a higher split and my brokerage is taking less, I have to figure out, okay, how am I going to, you know, make sure that they have what they need as agents, and I'm spending, which means my profit is decreasing on my brokerage side, which means now I'm still a competing agent as a broker.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're a full-time managing broker, you should be managing your people and increasing them, but I had to eat too. So that means that I'm always the top agent because I'm going to be the best, you know, wherever I am. Yeah. So, I got to a point where I was burned out. And I was tired of managing people because I'm a self-starter. And I think out of every brokerage, if you have 100 or 10, maybe 10 to 20%, you know, produce full-time income for that brokerage. So if I have 50 people, I'm really only depending on maybe five to cover the needs of the brokerage. And that was just hard. And so I closed my brokerage and I went to a franchise. And I have found great peace. I will never own another brokerage again. Because I could not compete. I was not willing to put the money in to compete.
Yeah.
I realized that I didn't want to become a franchise where I had to sell them. I just didn't want to do it. So for me, it didn't work out. And then you have the franchise side where as a franchise owner, you know, you buy in and it's expensive, but you have all their systems.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm still a Black owned business. I'm just a Black owned, probably white franchise owned business. Right. So I waited a long time to get out of owning my brokerage independently because of pride, you know, and I was losing money left and right. And it was hard for me to compete. I mean, I still did well. Don't get me wrong. You know, but I'm talking about on the next level platform.
Yeah.
I'm talking about where the millions and millions of dollars being generated are. You know, not just me making the money, but my agents and my brokerage making the money, where somebody would come in and say, hey, I want to buy a franchise. And then I could have started planting. But again, with that, I didn't have a mentor to show me how to do that either. And I was like, I'm not going through another 20 years of learning this. So I shut her down and it's a very proud space for me, but those days are gone.
definitely. And one thing you mentioned too is just managing people. So you had at a certain time at least 50 or so agents, and you mentioned probably five or so are really bringing in the five, 10 maybe bringing in the money.
Yeah.
What What did you learn from like managing people?
Because people don't want to work.
I say that all the time. I literally say that all the time.
They don't want to do the work. You know, my hashtag, I look back on Facebook from 15 years ago. My hashtag has been do the work. I actually had somebody say to me, you know, wow, if you can do this, I want my own show too. And I looked at them. I was like, really? You know, how'd you get this? Like, you know, it was so passive. Like, how'd you get this? It was a little bit more of an attitude instead of an accolade. You know what I'm saying? And I went, how did I get this? I was like, well, you really want me to break that down? Why don't you go ahead and be in this business for 20 years, file bankruptcy, almost lose your house, get a tax lien, have to give back your Escalade, go through the worst depressed market ever for 10 years straight while you're raising three children, and only to say, oh, now I want to try to catch some dreams, and then have to deal with the headache. And we've talked off air about, you know, it's the headaches that I have to deal with being on camera, you know, being on camera, we'll just say. There's a lot that goes with that that's very heavy, especially when I co-created this show, I executive produced the show, and I'm host of this show. So, you know, go through those things. You know, make sure that you have well over 1,000 transactions under your belt, you know, and that you actually have the knowledge and the know-how. And then to boot, because you have to stay fit, number one, to live long, and number two, to be on television, you get up and work out at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because those are your only hours. Because you have to come and do great shows like this to promote your show and to promote your business. Then you have to go to your real estate office. Go ahead and do all that. And then maybe add on getting up for 3 o'clock prayer because you still want to keep your spirit intact. And that's the only time you can pray corporately with your 6 a.m. church because they're on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast. Go ahead and do it. And I could go on and on. I couldn't believe that question was asked. People don't want to work. So I said, you know what? I realized that at that moment, Sam, what I'm good at. I'm good at coming to instill, uplift, inspire, and give you the tools, because there's no secrets in my book. Okay, I'm an open book, literally, page turn, right? Here are the tools how you can be successful. I can give you all the tools. Here. Here's your garden. Here are all your tools. I can't plant for you. I can't be you to get what I have. You got to go get it for yourself. And I realized one day that this is my strength and my gift. It's not to rah-rah the people who don't want to be rah-rah because they don't want to work. They just want to be on my coattail all day. And I jumped out the business. That part of the business. Yeah. Of managing.
Yeah. No, I love that. And that's a hard truth that people don't want to deal with. Like, people want results and don't want to do the work. Like, people want to be a real estate agent, but you don't want to make 50, 100 calls before you get one person who will even talk to you. People want to buy properties, be investors, but people don't want to analyze 70, 80 deals, go through 5-10 contracts before you get to that one. Like, people really need to understand, you have to work. Like, you can't just sit and expect things to just come to you and look at what other people have and hate on what they have.
Right.
When you're not willing to do the work that they have done for years.
You know what I mean? Do what I do. You put on these Louboutins at 7 o'clock at night after you've been up all day to come and do your amazing show through rush hour because you want to pour into somebody who you respect and you support and then be poured back into and be grateful to have an opportunity and a great platform such as this. They don't want to do that. They would rather say, oh, I'm tired. I need to go to bed. I need to watch TV. Okay, you go ahead and do that because Sam and I are going to get up and we're going to do this at 7 o'clock at night when we've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning. Because we respect the grind that this business requires to be successful. And that was for free, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that got me really, really, really excited. But people don't get it. People do not get it. Like, you got to put in the work. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient. It's not easy. It just has to get done. That's it.
And my, you know, I'm not saying guys don't cry, but, you know, so I won't be gender specific, but I have real tears of frustration, most of all in this business, you know, as a woman, as a minority, as an independent contractor, as an entrepreneur. I mean, entrepreneurialism in real estate is set up to fail. You are not set up to win in this business. And that goes either actually beyond gender and even race. You know, it's such a hard business to get into, stay into, and be sustained in, you know, to where you want it to be full time to take care of your family, right? And so, you know, you have to have the strength, the willpower, mentally, physically, that's why I work out so much. Because if my physical's not right, this is going to go to hell. This is going to go to hell. All of it. I'm just going to be jacked up, mm-hmm. you know? And so, but you know, it's like a wheel. One spoke leads to the other spoke. You know, it's like, now if my mental's not right, if my spirit's not right, if my finances, I have to keep this whole wheel going constantly. And that takes a lot of strength.
Yeah.
A lot of like fortitude, a lot of, no, I'm gonna win. Like, you know, because if he and she can do it, I'm going to do what they're doing, because success leaves clues. And if they can do it, because Paige told me, if I can do it, so can you. The only difference is that I'm doing it and you're not. You got to get up and do what I do to get what I have.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.